Here we go. Today's shiur is in Schus, the Omer Mekasim, and Arna Esther should get out, Mitzvah alive. Yaisim Erachel, Fushlam, Yitzvah Shlam, Fushlam, Yakum, Fushlam, Fushlam, Tzvim, Mishlam, Minna. Sarah Simas Basha, Bela Zer Shachiyama, Shlom Berachaleya, my Rebbe, Shifan Kinney, and Fushlam, Tzvim, and Zizul Nacho, Shara Fushalaya, Bekara, Mamish. And that's it. Zok di Gemala. Dr. Pei Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Very interesting sugya today. Asoicher zapora lachorish bahar chorish bebika. So a person rents an ox to plow in the mountain, and he plows in the bika. Now that basically you rent a car that's allowed to go off road, and you go on a regular road. So obviously, whatever happens to regular road is definitely not a problem, because if you were allowed to go on a very bad, rocky area with this cow, for sure, and you went in the bika, for sure you did it better off. So Mishbar Kankan Pato, what's Kankan? So Gary was so nice to make us a picture. Basically, I think this is the Kankan. This, it's called a cutler.
Coulter.
A coulter. Rashi's Kultra Blas. And basically, the way it was in the old days, this picture, it's a little different than what I envisioned. The guy's wearing the interesting kind of pants. But basically,
tights.
There was an ox, and then behind was a plow, and a guy stood on there. One guy hit the, yeah, two guys. One guy hit the ox to guide it. It's called a goad.
Yes.
And one guy would step on the plow or on this
knife,
coulter, and it's like poulter just with a coulter, and that's how they plowed the field. So, thank you for the picture, Gary. So, Mishra Kankan Potter, Bebika Bechosh Bahar, Mishra Kankan Chayev. Lodish be kitnias of dasha tua, which means kitnias is harder than tua, it's more slippery. Potter. Lodish be tua, but dasha kitnias chayev, which akis bechlekes. So the animal tripped and something happened, it's his fault. Heichet loy shaniba, if the guy did not switch, did not deviate from the contract, man misham, my papa the knock at pirish misham. The guy who's holding the goad, this guy in the bottom, referring to this guy right here, he's holding this goad, the whip, and you can see the picture, it's like a whip.
It's a stick.
So, a stick, and he's chayev. Misham. Shish b'ei David amar, they're not getting money, misham. The guy who's holding this cutler, this thing right here. So the Gemara says, if there's rocks, they both pay. And why do they both pay? So Rashi says, the reason why they both pay, Rashi is a very interesting lashon, because the moment I'm out of a suffolk, it's a suffolk, and male they pay. Tosfos right away asks on that, he says, I don't understand. The halacha is Mamon Amul Safik, Simchas Holz Cholkin, and we don't pass like him. We pass Kamiz Chol Varaya. So what's Pshat over here? So Tois changes Pshat in the Gemara, Machuz Rash Tois, Tois changes Pshat in the Gemara. That's not Mamon Amul Safik Cholkin. Both of them are Peshea. The guy who led the ox and the guy who was sitting with the coulter, he also, they're both liable. That's what Tosfos holds. Now, Tosfos also asks, on Hecht Loi Shonim Ba Mama Shalom, in fact, Tosfos, I don't understand, even when you deviated, why are the workers not Mechuyev? The workers, they broke it. They saw the rock, they went over it. So, Tosfos, learns a little different. Tosfos learns that everything belongs to the Maskev. And he's giving over a whole package deal with the workers, with all the tools and everything. Now these workers are saying, we told you we'll plow in the bigger, we'll take responsibility. This guy brought us to hire, that's his problem, and we're not mechuyev. So that's the Gemara. Zot Gemara by the Rabbi Yechanan, Moichi Perlach Averi, Vamle Porozun Echanas. He, Nashchanasi, Batnasi, Ravtsanasi. So you say all these things. Basically, I sell an ox, and I tell the guy before I sell the ox that this Poro has many problems with it. So Rashi explains that this guy already noticed while the guy was saying that this Poro has all the problems, that the Poro doesn't really have all these problems. And he assumed the reason why the guy is announcing that he's selling you the Poro with all these problems is because he doesn't want to be responsible for anything. So he's just announcing all kinds of things that come to the head that the guy could come and say that the animal was a mechatois. Lamaisa, what happens lamaisa? The son for Bam Mumin. One of the Mumin that the guy said was truly there. How is the mechatois? Because when I saw this ox and I saw that there's things that you said the ox have, I was able to recognize that it doesn't have. I knew right away that this ox, I understood that this ox has nothing. Because the things that you said it has, I saw it doesn't have. That's how Rashi explains. So in Mela, now it's a mechatois, because now Taka does have one thing. What about if you say Mumze or Mumaka? You don't announce anything else. So ain't a mechatois, that's not a mechatois. Because you announced that Mum, and you didn't say anything else. She's got the epileptics.
Epileptics.
Mishur Mamas, Mishugi, Vayiba Mum Echad.
Come on, put it in.
Vayiba Mum Echad. We had some good ones today in the afternoon.
I forgot, I couldn't write that. There was one really good one I forgot.
The Pianus.
I'm not writing that one down.
What's the pianist?
Zanashan's moving to Baron's basement while he renovates his house.
Oh, okay.
So I said, Baron gives a pianist course.
A pianist course.
That you basically ask what's wrong and you have to like throw the medication a certain way. Like
that. It gives Z-Pack.
Amarcha Shivchel Chaveroi, Ramallah Shivchazu Shaitihi, Nichbis Epileptic, Epileptic.
Epileptic.
Mishur Mamas Mishuge, Vayi Bamu Mechod. The Ma'ase there is one more, but some Ben Amar is a mechatois because he understood, he already noticed that it's not true, most of the stuff. So he assumed everything wasn't true. The Ma'ase something is true. What about Mum Zeh Mum Acha? And she has that Mum and it's a mechatois. Only Rav Acha Meidir Rav La Rav Asher Hayi Bokal Mum Alalu Ma'u. She does have everything. Only Rav Asher Yachem Mishmei Meidir Rav Hayi Bokal Mum Alalu ain't a mechatois because that's he's true to his word. What do you want? He gave you a full. How do you call it? A full disclosure. Okay, that is the Gemara. It's like the Mishnah. Now we're going to shtickle, interesting Mishnah. There's two ways of measuring a measurement. There's volume and there's weight. Now, I'm not sure. I think the only weight measurement in the Torah in the Gemara is litra, I think. Everything else is volume. So like a lesach is volume. It's amma by amma by amma. I don't know how big a lesach is, whatever it is. But it's a certain volume. Now it also weighs, whatever, it depends what your lesach is. So if you have a lesach of iron and a lesach of wheat, the lesach of iron weighs 10 times what the lesach, maybe 100 times the lesach of wheat weighs.
It's the same weight.
No, lesach is not a weight, it's a volume. So it's not a weight. So now, Zot Gemara, Seichas Gamor, Lahavia Le'achitem. I rent a donkey. Gamor is a donkey, right? Lahavia Le'achitem, to bring chitem. Behavi Le'a Soirim. And he schlepped Soirim. The Allah is Chai. Now, what's the case over here? Case is that this chitem was a lasach. And he added a lasach of chitem, let's say, weighs 5-10 pounds. He took Soirim. But he figured, he was a genius, this guy. He said, one second, if I have a right to carry chitin that weighs 10 pounds, which is a lesach, then sa'irin, I could take two lesachs, because sa'irin is very lightweight. That means that sa'irin, if you add sa'irin, so you have, let's say, a lesach and a half, that will equal to the weight of a lesach of chitin. And that's what this guy did. So, and the animal got ruined. The halacha is chayav, even though the weight's the same. The weight's the same. You chayav. We'll see why. Tvuah ve'evilah tevin. You have tvuah and you bring tevin. That's a very big difference. The weight difference is humongous. Sarim to kidney to tvuah is very similar, but tvuah to chitin to tevin is big weight difference. Chayav nishan nefach kosher kemasli. The bigness is just as hard to the animal like weight. Samela.
The bulk.
The bulk. Bulkness. Very good. So the fact that you're loading up this animal,
hold on.
Now he's becoming the bulk man.
Is that public?
So
I wrote it for the other sport. From
yeah, we really have to get Lamarca started again. I mean, it's too late to get a pizza guy down there. But
from okay. I wonder what is the literal translation between Tevin and Tvor? So one is straw, what is the other one?
Tvor is Chitim. Chitim. I can't trust the art school.
Can't trust the art
school. I'll tell you what it is. It comes Zogan.
I know, that's my problem. Echvez Shas.
I mean, English for sure I know. I'm the only one that really understands the English language because I can make my own words.
That's good, most people don't.
So tvua is the whole grain, and tevin is just the straw.
Just a straw. Okay.
Just the bottom piece.
So, the next Shlema says, why is the Mishnah bring two cases?
Break your keto. Keto. It's very good for keto.
You crazy.
This is 100% keto.
100% incredible. and you can't stop eating this stuff.
Exactly. That's the best part.
There's something in there that you can't stop eating.
It's MSG.
That's what it is?
Of course.
There's MSG in it?
No, but
there's something in here that you can't. I mean, sugar. I guess it's sugar. You can't stop eating it. Mom's going to stop. Your teeth start hurting after a while from chewing so much. You can't eat the sugar. Okay, anyway, I love food.
Before the end of tonight, I'm sure you're going to have at least two pieces.
No, I can't. I'm not feeling well. Shabbos, I must have ate something that's, I don't know.
It's Ganesh.
So Chaim Nishan Nefach Kosh Gmasa. The Gemara is going to explain this Nefach Kosh Gmasa is a language. Lahavi Losach Chitin, maybe Losach Sarin, Potter. Because it's lighter.
The first case in the Mishnah.
The first case you added. First case you added to the weight of the Chitin. You added to the weight of the Chitin. So it means you
didn't add to the weight of the Chitin.
Yeah, no. No, you. And this guy brought sa'irin and he added to the mishkel of the chitim because he said he thought right. Why not?
You call it
Eibach Chacham. Exactly. Just take it the way it is and go. No, he's gonna go. So over here he didn't add anything. Lavi less chitim, maybe less sa'irin is popular because sa'irin is lighter. It's lighter. So no question about it. You can't tell me your animal got ruined because you deviated from what I told you.
I put something lighter.
He deviated, he just put something lighter.
The animal doesn't know Sierra.
Doesn't know, right, exactly. Vim Moisiv al Masoi, Chayev. What happens if I bring Chitim, but I, instead of putting a Lasach, I put whatever, two Lasachs. Chayev, Akami Yosef al Masoi, what is the amount that a donkey can handle? So Gemara Machoikis, Vie Chayev. Sumchaz Amar Mishur Ramea, Saul Legomel. It's not a Machoikis. Sumchaz Mishur Ramea, Saul Legomel. For a camel, it's one saw, because a camel could carry 30 saw. So it's 1/30, and shloisha kavel chamor, which is a half a less, which is a half a saw, for a chamor because they carry 15 saw, which is a lesach. A lesach is 15 saw, so it's 1/30 again, 1/30. So zot gemara, itmar abay amar kosher kim asui. When the Mishnah says the lashon of Mishnah never kosher kim asui, so it's kosher kim asui itman. And Rabbi Makosha Lim Asui Tanam. What does that mean? Kosha Kim Asui. So, so Kosha Kim Asui means that the fact that Kasha Kimasa means that you added
weight or too hard to carry. Look, I was going to explain. I'm going to explain now.
No, it's machlokes.
Yes, go by that.
Rav Makosha Limasri. So, Tanan. Abaya Makosha Kimasri.
Tanan.
Because Navcha is Kitakla. We Moisif. Shloisha Kavim Chayiv.
It's more weight.
So, means if you're Moisif Shloisha Kavim, which is the shear that we said that you, that which is a half a lesach, which is a half a saw, a half a saw, you're Moisif that on the Sa'irim, then you're Chayiv. Even though the weight is still not the chitin weight,
right.
Because the bulkness is too much, so that's abaya. And Rav Amar kasha limasui, which means that if you have to add a full saw in order to make it, you'd have to add a full saw.
That's more bulk.
Right. That's why a rubber holds is not enough to add a half a lesser. That's not bulky enough. That's nothing. Because the weight's not the same.
The bulk.
The weight is still less. So rubber says the bulk has to be really bulky. It has to be a refrigerator box on top of this chamor. You know what I'm saying?
Big bulk.
Big deal. So Gemara is going to try to reason with this. So Gemara says, Tanan, Lahavi lasachitim, Vehavi lasach sarin, Potter. Vemoiz amasoi chai, my lav, shloshes kavim, which is a half, loisa. So no riot. Vaalak toni, Makami yosef amasoi, Vihiv, chai, Sumna mashur mea yisal, Gamal, shlosh kama chamor. So you see clearly that it's a half. Hachkama, Hechit loishani, when you don't deviate, then, chitim, Vehavi chitim, maybe chitin, sorry, maybe siren. Kami as a masav, yichai. Some of them are shomer. I saw a gomel shoshi kavim chamor. But you don't, when you deviate, you don't know. Toshma, lavi less a chitin. Maybe sheish asir siren. Chayev. So what do you see from here? You see clearly that it's only a half a lesach. Shloish is kavim potter. Shloish kavim be potter. Sorry, you have to be a full saw. Tegem abay ben mechikta. Mechikta means it's three. This is, I thought you were going to make a paper for this. With pictures. There's three different ways of measuring a cup, a bowl, a measurement. There's gedush,
very simple.
There's tefufois, gedushois, and mechukois. Gadush and machuk. So machuk means that it's totally up. Machuk means the most, right? That it's.
No.
Sorry, gadush is the most.
Yeah.
Gadush is heaping.
You should ask me on Kipper.
What's Yom Kippur?
When he said, in a Kiddush, when he held it, this was smart, it says he held it like this. So
Gadush is the most, Machuk is a little,
powered down,
and Tefufois is the least.
Is it tamping? Is that what it is?
I don't know. So we're saying, Tikkun Ma'abayim Mechikta, when we said when you gave 16, it doesn't mean 16 of Kiddushos. There's 60 mechukos, so it's less. It's not a full saw. That's what you're saying. Okay? Mela, it's less. So it's a riot. It's not a riot, the rabba. Tarabana, kav lekosef, when you load up a guy's carrying, so a guy's handleness means a guy can handle a cob.
Why the handleness? A guy's.
It makes sense. English is crazy language. It doesn't make sense.
A guy can't handle. A guy's handleness. Right. How many packages of shingles can you carry up the ladder in one shot?
Right. That's a shaila here. So, cob is the coster. A guy carry a cob. Adriv la riva. Adriv is a lesach. That's for a small boat. Kur is lasvina, for a svina bainness. Shloish shikurim, the burning gadol of a big boat, which means that, and what the Gemara is going to say in a minute, nafkamina is that when you sell a guy a boat, has to be able to carry this amount of weight. If it plucks down, it's not a good boat. Amar, kav lekosev, what's going on over here? In isid leimotzi, bay, bardasu, lishti. I understand. You're going to say, Mr. Yerman, can you load me up? You load me up with two kav. I say, hey, Yerman, hurt my back. What do you mean I hurt your back? If you couldn't carry, just drop it. Obviously, no issues. What do you mean? How are you machuyev here? On my body, Bishop Chafla out there. No, he fell. You put it on my back, I just fell to the floor. So Gemara says, Rav Amar, no, I feel them Shlech Chafla out there. Nah, I can carry it. I'm just telling you, Mr. Yerman, a kav is $10 an hour. Two kav is $20 an hour. Rav Asher Amar, who saw Rechushu the Nukale? He didn't know, means when I was, you put this two kav in my back, all of a sudden I'm feeling weak like crazy. I thought I maybe have COVID. Meanwhile, you put two kav in my back. That's why I can't make it up the hill. Usually I run.
You have to get those Arabs that can carry a whole washing
machine. As long as you don't lift them up, as long as their face doesn't go up.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
What do you mean
they carry?
If he stands up, he goes flying backwards because the weight.
The weight is off, okay.
It's all on the back.
Yeah. But they walk up flights of stairs
right, like this. Machines. They walk like this.
Yeah.
But if you tell him, hey, what's up? How you doing? the guy's done. You're going with the machine.
With the straps. They get the straps.
There's a maestro. Somebody got saved with those straps.
The straps?
Yeah, in Ofakim, there was a guy that got on October 7th. The way the doors is, I don't understand the metzias. Rabbi Yitzchak told me the story. Music Salvation told me this story.
Really?
I asked him for Chizek and he said the story to tell me. He was trying to point out that basically this guy became Baal Tshuva. But he was trying to tell me that no Frum Yidin
were hurt.
Pretty much no Frum Charedin were hurt. And it's not that he's trying to minimize what happened. He's trying to show me that Hashem loves our Torah Mitzvahs. And merely we have to do Torah Mitzvahs. We have to strengthen our Mitzvahs. That's what he's trying to tell me. He said it like 10 times. I shouldn't give over the message that he's Machin Avek October 7th. Okay, so he told me a Maisa then Ofakim on one of the kibbutzim, there's a safe room.
Right.
And the safe room, the door goes, pushes out, not in.
Okay.
So this guy ran into the safe room and he. The safe rooms, a lot of them are used as a machsan. People don't know you really use them. He ran in and he sees two big, these big ropes that they use to carry refrigerators and stuff.
The schlepping ropes.
They're sitting on the floor and he doesn't know what to do. He's going crazy because they're shooting all over the place and he's got to keep his door closed. But the door, you can't hold the door closed.
But there's no lock on the inside to lock
it's the
door.
It's easier to...
The lock's enough. Uh-huh. You could hold the door like this. Okay. You can't.
But yeah, because they just open it
tonight. They open it. So, this guy didn't know what to do, but he sees these ropes. You know what? He wrapped it around the door, and he just stood like that on the door.
Holding a closet.
Holding for 8 hours.
Shit, wow.
And every time they tried coming in, it was like a struggle. They just went to the next... Just went to kill someone else. And he got saved. He was chayzer b'tshuva. He said, "I know the ma'aser b'briyus." He says, "I don't," you know, like he told me a real story.
What was his point?
His point was that we have to do tshuva. He was trying to tell me what was telling the story for. Why did he tell me the story? Maybe because the guy was chayzer b'tshuva. This guy maybe told him the story. This guy told him
that nobody
threw
him. Fuck himself. This guy.
Yeah.
This guy could call it. He can't get it. Regular people have a hard time to get in over there.
And I don't know. But anyway, that's what he's telling me his story. So he's telling me about these ropes that the guy was able to hold. It was a Siyat Hashmai. That guy pump came into his machsan in this moment, and there was two ropes they left from he bought an appliance a year ago, and they by mistake left the ropes over there. And that's how he got saved. Verstehst? Unbelievable. Okay, anyway, so. Rasha usava choshu the nachle. Kur l'svina, shloish kurun l'burni gedoy. Lamra b'shmamin astam svinas bar tlosim kurun l'manach gemino l'mechel memker. When it comes to buying and selling. Okay, a new Mishnah. This is a geshmaka Mishnah. Kala umnim. What's a umnim? Umnim is chapler. Chapler's a umnim. You give him your car, he fixes it, you come get it, you pay for the car. So kala umnim shamisakahim. And the reason is, the Gemara is going to explain in a few minutes, the reason why Omen is a Shem Sachar, because they have a lot to gain. Because they don't have to collect their money. When I go to chapel fix my car, he's not giving me the car unless I pay. So, basically, he doesn't have to collect his money. Because you want your car back. You want your car back, you're going to pay. Otherwise, I'll give you your car. So he has a milo of having your item fixed that he doesn't have to, that he has a monopoly on
this. But he can't do anything with it.
I understand, but Lamaisa, he gets his money.
Yeah, but if you want your car back.
Yeah. That's why you want to fix it, right? So call him Hashem Yisachem. V'kulun sh'amu t'ala sh'alach. V'havim mo'ez sh'amchinam. Now, basically, if Chapel says, calls up all his customs of Shavuos and says, listen, you got to get the cars out of my lot. I need the room. You don't have to pay me today. You'll pay me afterwards. Get your cars out of here. At that point, it's Shemachina. He's nothing. He has nothing to gain. Shemar leave Eshmalach. Shemesacha. Then you're Shemesacha. Why are Shemesacha over there?
Because I'm doing something for you.
Right, I'm doing something for you. Right. What about Shemar leave Amalei Hanakavan? I told Yom, hey, can you wash this? Yeah, just leave it over there in my front lawn. Don't worry about it. I got it. So over there.
She says because it's Schar Mitzvah involved.
No, who? No, that's the next one. It's
something else?
Yeah, it's the next thing. Next one. Shmar liva amale hanach lefanai, shamechinam. That's a shamechinam because over there he's just saying leave it here, he's not getting anything back for it. Hilveo amashkin. What happens if I lend you money and you give me a mashkin? So the halach is, you're a shamesach, I'm a shamesach. Why? Because put Rabbi Yosef, bahiyano. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, that's Rabbi Aymer, no. Why? Because he holds.
Doesn't know no schar mitzvah.
Schar mitzvah.
That's Rashi. The less
yeah, the less that I read the schar mitzvah in India. Yeah. What about the
pairs? It's a mitzvah to be. The pasuk says. There's a pasuk over there. Pesach said. There's a pasuk to lend, right?
But yeah, that's the mitzvah. So maybe that's schar mitzvah.
So Yehuda doesn't hold his schametzah in Indino?
Yeah.
What do you mean in Indino?
Means the Gabi this. He doesn't hold schametzah.
There's no schametzah involved.
Yeah. The Gabi Paris, if I have Paris, Shemesacha, why? Because if I give you my Paris, and they speak out all the Rishonim, they're talking about that he did it sub-asah, he did it the right way, otherwise sub-asah. So when I give you my Paris, I'm saving myself because they're going to get wrong. Paris get wrong. So if I give you my Paris for a month, and you give me back Paris in a month, then I'm better off. Means you give me a aveda, you give me a mashkin, I can go and lease it out to people to get money to pay off the loan because you really want to pay off the loan. You don't have money, so it's meishav aveda. I'm helping you out. So leim asis leker meir. The time is secher ketsa masham. Remeir mikshem chinam. Remeir mikshem sacher. So for mishav aked. Feel the meir. But yeah, no. The kashav kule alma va'agulei day. Habi lishem sacher. The fact that he used Chapler and didn't use other body shops, he's a Shem Sachas. But the Gemara, you have to show Sechen Ami. May I know the Keshavet Kuli Ami, Michael, you rented it to him. Ami, you lose Shem Sachar. Ami, you turn a mayor. May I know the Keshavet Fei Purtu, I'm willing to go to chapel a little more. Ami, you lose Shem Sachar. So Gemara, Sechen Ami, you're asking the Kamash Lech Fei Purtu? What? Who says? All right, he's giving him a deal. So Gemara says,
Shefeld, Samson's Chanka Blonus.
Sigmara says, I feel table. But here I know the toughest are angry. The boy Lemayable and Maypak Azuz Avala Shem Sachar. Chapel does not have to go get his money because he has the item now. That's Shem Sachar. Boy Zemo, Kanamach Rabba, Wuva, Tana Sachar, Kazim Shah, Mayam, Shem Sachar, Nu Shem Sachar switches around. So maybe the Mish Shims like Shah, or Mayam, not like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It Shims like, what's it called? Zak, the Mishnah, what the Chaz Beis. Interesting Mishnah today, short Mishnah. So this is interesting. Hey, Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda Akoyin, Al Kana Basel Shnis is Akoyin, she Lechel of Truma, even though she's not Nivola. Kim Shnis Lechopa, Abba Shalai Nivola. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda Akoyin, Rabbi Zchai, Mekaz Al Tinok, She Huran Ba'ashkoin, they gave her to Nekis as a collateral to a Goyish family, Rukulim Shvat, they said she was Mazam. The Edom, the Edom, the Shalai Nisla, the Nitma, I'm not coming, I'm meaning about the Shuran, I'm meaning Shalai Nisla, Shalai Nitma, because these Edom are the ones that said that she was taken, and they all said she wasn't her touch.